Hey, Russ.
Hey, Tony.
You want to make a YouTube video?
No.
It starts like this. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of One Beer, One Song. Make sure you mash that like button and hit subscribe so you never miss another podcast.
What has your son been watching?
Pretty much that.
That's awful.
100% of the content around my house.
That's awful. It sounds like that guy who just made that anti-theft glitter bomb.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw... It's one of those things that went by my feed like 24 times the day it was a thing, and I never watched the full content because I could piece it all together just through the screenshots that I scrolled past quickly.
I forwarded through the segments of glitter exploding in people's houses or automobiles and the people's reaction. That brought me joy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Welcome to One Beer, One Song. It's a podcast, and on each episode of the podcast, we miscategorize.
This is the opposite of how you were just like YouTuber.
I know. This is
bring it back down.
This is your parents' YouTube. It doesn't even have video. So we are gonna do some beers and a song and maybe a snack. The beers are this week. We're gonna do two beers on this episode. Are from Bearded Iris Brewing in Nashville, Tennessee, downtown Tennessee. I don't know anything about Bearded Iris.
How'd you get these beers?
I went to my local, not Swab. So there's a Paces Ferry.
There's another one?
Bottle shop on Atlanta Road where if I'm on my way home and I only want to make right turns and I'm willing to settle a little bit, I can swing through there. but they know that I'm a beer enthusiast. And so I was buying some stuff there the other week. And the woman, I believe she's one of the owners, she was like, oh, hey, it's you. We have that Bearded Iris if you want it. And I was like, I've heard of that brewery, but I don't know what that means. But the fact that you're identified me as somebody who would be interested in it, and it sounds like it's something you didn't get a whole lot of, sure, take my money.
Bearded Iris sounds like a circus sideshow act.
So I bought the 4-pack of what you just opened and poured into the glasses.
This is a midnight dark blue can, almost black. It's almost black. It's that dark blue. It's gorgeous. Their logo is kind of looks like a fox with a circle nose and
isn't an iris a flower?
It can be.
I know it's part of the eyeball.
That's the part you touch, right?
If you Google iris, the first thing that comes up is anatomy, part of the eyeball.
This is 6% alcohol by volume. This came out of a 16 full ounce one pint can of
it's a tall ale. Boy, you dipshit.
It's 16 fluid ounces.
Oh, a bearded iris is actually a flower. I did.
Come for the home repair jokes. Stay for the stuff we don't know.
Did an image search for iris, and one of the filters that Google presented to me is bearded. And yeah, there's a picture. So yeah, that's a picture of a bearded iris flower.
It's a cloudy, pale, thin, not bold white lacing.
Yeah, it's a it's cloudy.
There's no description of this beer on the can, so I have nothing to read.
All right. Well, I will go to beardedirisbrewing.com, which one click age verification. Thank you very much. This is an oated IPA brewed intensely and singularly with Mosaic hops. The one that started it all, this heavily oated Mosaic-only IPA, softly beckons you to remember where you came from while giving you just enough of a ripe citrus kick to strive for. where you want to go. That's a really weirdly written sentence. Home style is the staple IPA of our brewery, and like almost all of our hoppy beers, focuses on highlighting the fruity and fragrant nuances of hops. At a relaxed 6.0% ABV, we think you'll discover it's easy to find your home style.
Okay, the reading comes back to me. That was awful.
Okay, only like six more paragraphs. Here we go. It started... No, I'm just kidding. What does it taste like?
I don't know yet, but there's a sweet note in the nose... That
I know what you're talking about. It smells very resiny. I mean, Mosaic is a big resiny hop. I believe it's of the Pacific origins.
Oh man, that's bitter. There's a word I want to say about the nose, but it would send a lot of wrong signals.
It has that, and maybe it's just the style of hop. It does have that Pacific sort of...
Oh, that just hangs on the back of your tongue.
Like soapy. It's a little bit soapy.
I give up. I call uncle. You whipped my tongue into submission.
Well, you're just moving right through to the next beer, aren't you?
I drank that one. Time to pour the other one.
So now I went to I Googled Mosaic hops, and at the bottom of the first page of results, there's the links to a website called hopslist.com. And for Mosaic, I don't know if this should be considered an informative authority on hops or not, but they've been around since 2012, released by a company called Hop Breeding Company, LLC. Mosaic hops
hop breeding
complex but clean flavor characteristics and are known for their triple use profile encompassing bittering flavor and aroma.
Is that how brewers meet other brewers to date?
Yes, actually. They have high alpha acids but low cohumulone. Oh. Which makes them pleasantly hoppy, carrying flavors of mango, pine, citrus, and herbs, and aromas of tropical and stone fruit. Mosaic is the first daughter of Simcoe and Nugget.
So Nugget just kind of walked up in there and said,
been,
hey.
As has been humorously referred to by some as Citra on steroids.
Oh, goodness. So I poured the second beer. The second beer, it's, I think this is like their side project series, Cultivate Variety. Or that just could be their tagline. Tunnel vision.
So just to
Double give you
the Bearded Iris website, if you go to the beers, it's just like, I don't know the best way to describe this. It's just, it's like a grid. So four tiles across and three tiles down. So 12 per page. And there's just like, and then it's paginated and there's just like unlimited number of pages. So
is that how you say it? Paginated?
It's
not paginated?
It's not categorized at all. It's just a list of beers.
It's excellent audio. Tunnel vision, DDH with Citra, double dry hopped IPA. It's Zippy Lemon Melon. Okay.
Zippy Lemon Melon?
This is looks like dishwater. This looks like yellow, cloudy dishwater.
What's the difference in the appearance between this and the one before it? They look very similar to me.
This one's cloudier.
Cloudier?
Yeah. It's more opaque.
More opaquer?
It's opaquer. The head's a little more robust.
I'm still drinking the home style.
This one has not as pungent of a nose. Oh man, that whole back of the tongue thing. They like sitting back there and just hanging out. Bearded Iris, we hang on the back of your tongue.
Oh yeah, another very like broad kind of. Mm-hmm. It is a full tongue hop. Whew. Experience.
Wow,
it's not punishingly bitter, but it's like it's just very busy.
It's a lot.
It's busy all over the palate.
Like I think the palate could be wrecked after we finish both of these beers.
Possibly.
Possibly.
I like them. I think they're good. And I asked recently, was talking to some coworkers who are both unapologetic beer nerds. And given that I have now.
Is that embraced, Rob guy?
Actually, it is.
Rob?
Yeah. And
come on, Rob. Why don't you come on the show, Rob?
And I said, hey, should I drink beer from this brewery? And I named a brewery that we might talk about later. And he said, yeah. And I said, should I drink beer from Bearded Iris? And he said, yeah, absolutely. So.
Ooh, it's got Rob's seal of approval.
It's got the approval. but if I told him which beers we were drinking, and he would be like, oh, God, no, don't get those are gross. I don't know, maybe. So which one do you prefer, Homestyle or Tunnel Vision?
I think that's an answer best given in song.
Are you trying to say that you don't like them? Are you trying not to say that you don't like them?
No, I'm saying let's go to a song that we could review, and then we'll come back to the beers, because I don't know yet.
Okay. So we looked around at new releases.
Weezer.
We're not talking about Weezer.
Weezer. They came out with a new album.
We talk about Weezer all the goddamn time.
Because it's such a fun thing for me.
They came out with an album of covers, and it just kind of... People were real mad about it on Twitter for a while, and some people were like, don't be mad about it. And other people were like, don't tell me not to be mad about stuff. And I gave the album a listen, and it just kind of falls flat. It's like...
It's forgettable.
They're good, they're competent covers, but they're sort of note for note covers, and they... In these are all sort of 80s pop hits, and they reproduce the iconic sounds from each song, like, perfectly, and so there's nothing really that interesting about it. So like on Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. There's that is the wrong song. Exactly. The synthesizer that sounds like strings, they use the exact same sound. Or what you were just singing before, Take On Me by A-ha. Don't even know what to do with that. All the synthesizer sounds are exactly the same. They didn't like put their, if it was like the Weezer guitar sound or something over it, it would be interesting, but it's not. So it's not bad, but
we're not going to talk about Weezer on the podcast today.
Interesting. Correct.
So we came up with no music, so we're going to go to Tony's favorite torture device. The Board of Songs.
The Board of Songs.
All right, there's about 50% of it scratched off.
You can always pick the free space in the middle.
We're 5.5 years into this project.
Which is always... actually, this May, it'll be 7 years.
Shit. do you know what you get your partner for the 7th anniversary?
A new Board of Songs.
No, you find me a lovely woman today.
Sure.
I'm going to... I'm torn. Some of the choices I have to choose here from are like Naked Ray Gun, Karate, Refused, Botch, Avail, Get Up Kids, Rocket from the Crypt, Kid Dynamite. Kid Dynamite sounds like... That sounds like something I should maybe enjoy. But I also see Peg Boy up there, and that's
Yeah. These are all great.
All of them, even Smashing Pumpkins.
So what I don't know is because I don't have the song like the episode guide in mm-hmm. front of me handy anymore. Mm-hmm. Is if we've kept up with scratching off the ones we've done.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Okay, you can tell me that then.
So how about some Guns N' Roses then?
Guns N' Roses is not on here.
Ah, okay. Let's go with Kid Dynamite.
Kid Dynamite, excellent, excellent choice.
Excellent for me or excellent for you?
You're gonna love this. This is
full of it.
Sort of a hardcore band from the late 90s that came out of Philadelphia. They're super melodic. They released a self-titled album. I think it was self-titled. Now I have to look. But they released an album that blew everybody away. And then they toured a bunch and then they went into the studio and they recorded a second album. And then like the Friday before the second album was released, they announced they were breaking up. So the first album was just self-titled. The second one was called Shorter, Faster, Louder. It was released in February 2000. The first one was in October 1988. And they have since actually kind of gotten back together and played like benefit shows and been around. I was lucky enough to see... the guitarist Dan Yemen. He had a band that played at.
I'm so bored.
Paint It Black. That played in was it Paint It Black? I think so. Anyway, saw him in 2007. Dan Yemen and the drummer Dave Wagenschutz are famous before Kid Dynamite for being in a band called Lifetime. That I never really got into, but the kids just love. They just love themselves some Lifetime. The drummer for Kid Dynamite, this guy named Dave Wagenschutz, is a beast, which you will hear in the songs that we play. what I'm going to play is they released, after they broke up in 2003, they released a collection of things called Cheap Shots Youth Anthems. And the first song on Cheap Shots Youth Anthems, which I can't remember the name of. Here it is. Heart Attract. So off that album is Kid Dynamite, Heart Attract.
My side, a calendar burned up in sleepless nights. Keep sad, afraid of what it may have left behind. Who cares? I thought it that I lied too many times. What's worse is that my self-esteem suffers the curse. It tries to kill me, but I kill it first. I commit all that, all that through you. Today I found and said who I am. Who promises to be there till the end of us? When it's over, will it start again? Now gotta walk around in my face and respect it.
Hell yes.
Surprisingly, I loved 75% of that.
Really?
I did. Everything but the singing.
Well, that's a common refrain, I guess, from you. the other good news and a reason that you might like hardcore bands like that is the song's only a minute and a half long.
Oh, that was a big bonus. When it ended, I was like, really? Yay!
So, do you know what we're going to do to compensate for the song being a minute and a half long?
No.
Okay, we're going to listen to another one right
Fuck
now.
Fuck you. Album is amazing.
Yes,
that was awful.
No, that was so good.
That was
so good.
Awful.
That was called give him the ripped one, and that was the version off of the same collection.
No one cares.
It's the Cheap Shots Youth Anthems.
No,
but it actually appeared on their first
album. I feel like a bull who's been gored.
Bulls don't generally get gored. Bulls do the goring.
So imagine how I feel.
How did you manage to gore yourself?
I got a running start.
Is that a thing, like a bull thing? Like, you know how you can't lick your elbow?
You can't?
You cannot. Give it a shot. Go ahead.
Okay. Be right back.
Exact. See?
I'm only like 4 inches short. Let it go. I can't lick my elbow.
So is that a, like with a bull, you're like, go ahead, gore yourself, try. And they can't because they can't like.
I feel like I've been a bull who was gored by his stepbrother.
Okay. That is not
completely betrayed. You forced me. Like, I was fine with the first one. The first one gets a pass. The second one, no.
And you know what? All together, both songs, still just a few seconds over 3 minutes of music.
Yeah, time I'll never get back. Yeah. I could be spending this time with my daughter.
So anyway, Kid Dynamite is just fucking awesome. In a lot of ways, I'm glad that they called it quits with two incredible albums.
The highlight of my day was coming home from the grocery store and seeing five chickens in my driveway. Live, free range. Three were black, two were orange. Orange ones came up to me. I said, hey, how's it going? Say hi to your mother. I didn't say that. I really did. And then when I went down to pet the chicken huffed at me. I thought that was funny.
You don't pet chickens, dipshit.
No, then the chicken came back up to me. And I've been told by my neighbor that the red ones are friendly and will like to be petted.
That's really? Yeah. Birds?
Yeah.
Oh man. God.
So I went down to Bend and the chicken huffed at me. She didn't cluck at me. She huffed. The chicken huffed at me and I said, fine. And I scooted them out of the driveway and I pulled into my garage. The low part of my day was hearing that second song.
Well, I'll let you salvage it a little bit.
I can scratch off the board.
Cross Kid Dynamite off the board of songs. And while you're doing that, I have more. Ooh. Noises. careful.
Oh, that can was empty.
So I went, my last work trip last year was, I was very lucky to get to go to Lisbon, Portugal. Got to go to downtown Portugal for a conference. And while I was there, I was like, ooh, I'll get some snacks.
Yay.
Portuguese food is interesting because it's not like Spanish food where everyone just, it's just incredible and everyone loses their mind, or Italian food. It's kind of more straight up and basic. And people forget that Portugal was a dictatorship.
Give me the snacks.
Until like the 1970s. so what I have here is, as best I can tell, almonds that have been flavored with what appears to be salt. And I don't speak Portuguese, so
sodium chloride. You said
we're just gonna have to go with that.
Okay, snacks.
And these I bought at the
Oh, these are okay. They say almonds, but what came out of the bag was peanuts.
Oh yeah, you're right. Look at that.
Yep, that's a peanut.
Amendoins fritos con mel y sal.
So either the package is lying to me, or you are.
I don't. I mean, is amendoins, is that Portuguese for
peanut?
Peanut.
At first, I was like, "Look at these tiny almonds that have been cut in half and shaved. Those are peanuts."
So it's salt and like something else, though.
Honey,
maybe.
But just a hint. There's your standard roasted peanut.
I'm looking up amendoins. Oh yeah, look at that. I typed in amendoins, and it says peanut legume.
Oh, this is cool. It tells me how much energia I can get from eating this.
Energia?
Uh-huh.
How many kilocalories?
It's, well, per 100 grams, I can get 2386 kilojoules.
Wow.
Yeah, of energy.
There's a band called the Amendoins. We should listen to them.
Nope. Fiber. Fibra?
Fibra.
5.9 grams of fibra. Proteinas?
Proteinas.
22 grams. And sal.
Salt?
Yes. 1.4 grams.
All right. Did you know people used to be paid in salt, and that is the origin of the word salary?
Yes. Next question.
Okay.
Do you know what the WD and WD-40 stands for?
Oh, wait. I knew this. It's like water deterrent or something?
Water displacement.
Water displacement.
And they got it on the?
40th try.
You got it.
The first 39 were, they became 3M post-it notes.
What other things you want to test me on? Biblical knowledge? Let's go. Oh, I got prothelicized too at a bar.
Prothelicized?
Sure, that's what I said.
Prothelicized. I guess that's right.
Sitting at a bar of a local chain, having some Mexican food and having a lovely tequila drink, and struck up the conversation with a couple next to me, and seemingly nice people. They had come from Dahlonega. They lived in Cobb, but they went to Dahlonega for the day. And at the end, he goes, Can I invite you to my church? I said, well, you certainly can. And that's super nice of you. That's what you should be doing. Mazel tov to you. He was not Jewish. He goes, well, here's our card. And here's my name and number. He wrote it on the back. He's like, you know, if you ever want to sit down and chat about the Bible or that, I said, nah, thank you. I really appreciate it. Super kind. You're doing the right thing. I'm agnostic. I just don't know. And I'm really comfortable with that. Plus I worked in the church for 4 years. And he was like, oh, that's cool. Enough said. I was like, okay, well, you guys have a good night.
Too bad they weren't brothelicizing, am I right?
Oh, my God. Bye.
Nailed it. Bye.
But wait, which beer?
Oh, right.
They are too, if I'm honest, these beers
don't. Yeah, we got to get back to your, I'm convinced you don't like these.
They do not look appetizing. Those are not two good-looking beers.
That's an interesting point.
However, I enjoyed the taste of them. I enjoyed drinking them. But it is an unappealing-looking beverage. It's heavy dishwater that maybe a caramel or a lemon drop dissolved into. That's the kind of color we're looking at here.
It's definitely a warmer... when I think dishwater, it would have to be much grayer. But I would not put past like hazy IPA makers to make like a gray IPA.
Oh, that sounds revolting.
But people would still clamor for it and pay $20 a bottle. I think it's interesting.
Which one did you like better?
I think I like the Tunnel Vision better because it's just there's more going on. Like I said, they're both very busy on the palate, and for like the you drink the home style and it's like, wow, there's a lot going on, and then you read like, oh, this is the IPA that their whole thing is based on. Then you know that it's going to get weirder from there. But yeah, I would love to visit next time I'm in downtown Tennessee. And
that's not Nashville's not the capital.
Whatever. I don't care.
What is the capital?
Memphis, isn't it? Jesus Christ. Now I have to go to the internet. You know what I learned at trivia this week, because we got
you play
wrong,
trivia this week,
is that Baltimore is not the capital of Maryland.
Applecore. What is the capital of Maryland?
that would be Annapolis.
Huh.
And the capital of Tennessee is Nashville.
I sit corrected.
So you sit corrected on your stool. Yeah, so that's it. We did the beer. We did a song. We did two beers, two songs, and a snack, and we are under 30 minutes. We are getting really good at this.
Bye.
Bye.